I think he made the right decision to Panenka it, but nah. his execution,
I'm saying are we gonna
let me finish?
I think he made
Benched, a 14 HQ original. New episodes available every Monday on wherever you stream your podcasts, as well as exclusive content throughout the week.
All right, people, what's going on, man? You are tuned in to another episode of the Bench Podcast. I make this episode 158. I'm your boy Charles. I'm hosting today. I'm playing centre mid today, man.
Centre mid, fam.
Okay. Deep line playmaker. You know the ones distributing. Short passes here and there. Little 1-2, then spray out to the winger, fam. Okay. Then let the winger do his thing 1v1, fam. Get him in the 1v1s early, fam. You know the ones.
For real.
Ching up the right back. Ching up the left back. I got Jengi on the wings.
I'm on the wing still. Effective winger. You know what I'm saying? Give me the ball. Let me do ISO 1-on-1. We're good to go, man.
Direct, bro. Get your crosses in.
Trust me, Neymar. Yeah. I want a Neymar vibe.
I got TT. I think you might be CDMT, you know.
Yeah, party thing.
Holding it down, fam.
CDM, you know. I don't mind.
Holding it down, fam.
Right back, maybe, you know.
What, no, fullback?
Yeah, man.
He used to be a fullback back in the day, innit?
OG thing. Philip Lahm.
What? You weren't committing no fouls now?
No red cards.
No red cards in your
that's
career,
crazy.
Fam.
No red cards, you know.
Not even yellow cards, but I used to clamp bare, though. I used to love slide tackle.
Timber, clampers, yeah?
Timber
is, yo.
Taking
I can't
it there, you know.
Bro, we missed him last season, you know.
100, aye.
We actually missed him last season.
100%. It's kind of infuriating, bro.
Yeah, it is.
When you think, raw, like, this is what we had. And then the first game, that Community Shield game.
Exactly.
Done his ACL like that.
Can't wait for him to have a full season. Hopefully, God willing, has a full season.
Bro, do you know what gave me a little bit of comfort in this Real Madrid game?
Go on.
When Timber dropped the Bible verse.
Oh, what? On the socials? Yeah. Long day, man. You know what time it is, man.
When he drops the Bible verse, that's it, fam.
You know what time it is, man.
I just see comfort in them ones there. Shout out Julian Timber, man. We'll get into the European tour. We'll get into Arsenal. We'll get into Tottenham. We'll get into Man United. Congratulations on all of them. And Chelsea, to be fair. We're not going to talk too much about Chelsea. But congratulations, Chelsea. All of them English teams, for getting into their European semi-finals, into the last fours. But yeah, we'll save that one till Bobby gets here. And we'll talk some league action, man.
No, for real.
We'll talk. Let's go.
Where are we going first?
Let's kick it off with today's action, man. We'll kick it off. There was four games on today, and then there was five games on Saturday. Let me just double check, because I think there is a game on Monday night.
Monday, yeah. Bank holiday, you know.
Right? Yeah, for real. Bank holiday. Trust me, there is one bank holiday. Get Tottenham versus Nottingham Forest. Those are the two teams that didn't play. That's a close one. When we're talking top four. Oh, Bobby's here, yeah? Oh, as we started, he wants to turn up. Flipping hell, man. Oh, do you know what?
Should we continue?
Yeah, let's continue. Okay, we got this team. Don't worry about that, man. But I'll go...
The position of the camera.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. We'll have to move this one back in and get... But Bobby just messed up the whole base, you know?
You got to win in the locker, though? You could do that take again, though.
Yeah, don't worry. I got that.
Profesh, my hair though, is a name, but yeah, we move.
Nah, the light is even, it's all halashed.
So guys, flipping. So you're going to hear another clap and then we're going to start the pod again. The last shot of Kalas.
Do you know what? We got it.
Yeah, I can't.
We'll start in West London, man. We'll start local, man. West London derby, Fulham versus Chelsea.
Yeah.
Fulham went 1-0 up early on in the game. It was I can't believe, how sloppy the turnover was. I don't know if you've seen the turnover from Reece James, and then it ended up in a goal for Iwobi, but the sloppiness from Reece James, something I haven't seen.
Yeah, I don't know.
You
see, after like the injury, defensively, he's been a bit questionable nowadays, you know?
Whereas before, you thought, raw, defensively, do you get me?
Solid.
And he's even got like attacking threat a little bit like Trent Alexander, but
yeah, trust me.
Since these injuries...
You say, man.
My boy Reece James, he's just come back and he's not been the same.
Yeah.
So he creates that turnover, and then Fulham go 1-0 up. It will be on the score sheet again. Let me just check how
it will be, you know.
Fam, he's having a
good. Just release that because that's why he scored, you know.
Trust me, he's on that vibe, man. Feeling
Sky
himself.
High.
It will be. He's on 9 goals for the season in the Premier League. So a very good return. 9 goals for Alex Iwobi this season.
Okay, taking it there, man.
Yeah, for real. One more, he'll be in double figures, man. He's doing his thing. Probably the top scoring midfielder for Fulham this year.
Yeah, probably is.
But
just grab more.
Come on, man. That was the voice of Bobby Emmanuel, Chelsea, for anyone that doesn't remember. And then, yeah, Chelsea left it late, man. 83rd minute, Tyreek George. I call him Evil Saka.
Evil Saka, why is that? Wait,
okay, looks like him.
Oh, by the evil version. No, yep. Fair enough.
No, them ones. Goku Black.
Yeah, hey, yep.
No, them ones.
Yeah, they were taking it when they done that. I said Goku Black and the normal Goku.
Yeah. Evil Saka scoring his first league goal. Congratulations to him on 83rd minute. And then Pedro Neto, 93rd minute, added
Chelsea,
time.
Man.
Edge of the box, ball across from Enzo Fernandez and a turn and a hit on the swivel from Pedro Neto. Unbelievable finish. Chelsea, and then, yeah, 2-1, man.
2-1.
2-1 to Chelsea in the end.
What's up with all these teams doing them last minute goals? Are killer. I got a quick question for you. Yeah?
Go on.
What would you rather be on the end of? Yes, you're gonna lose the game regardless.
Oh, yeah? Okay, here we go.
So it's a 1-0, yeah. But would you rather the team score first minute of the game or obviously the last minute of the game? Like, which one is more frustrating? Because obviously the last minute is like, we just conceded. But the first minute, you don't score for the whole game.
I think I would have to say the first minute, you know. Because the last minute dagger.
Yeah, it's like, okay, like, it's hurt. It is where it is. Like, you know, maybe luck, maybe not. But the first minute they scored and you lose the game 1-0.
When you look back on it, that's super frustrating. Bro. But then the last minute one, it's for it to be like, yo, like, well, we've got a point, we've got it. And then, like, there was some little lapse in concentration or something.
Yeah,
that one will hurt. Changing room, I'm not chatting. On the way back, I'm not chatting. Do you know them ones? It'll be like, the game will finish at like 2 o'clock or whatever. It'll be all 7:30 before I decide, okay, now I want to chat, now I want to have a conversation. Yeah, I can't get two words out of me.
Are you trying to mean? No, listen, see, football, yeah? Football can ruin your day or make your day.
Listen, on a serious
make
one,
your day, like.
It really is that deep. I want to give, I haven't really got too much praise going on for Chelsea. I'm not going to lie. I know I'm trying to be...
Chelsea, they've had a weird season this season, man.
You know, they were low-key in a title race, which they kind of...
Everyone's getting guessed about.
Yeah, flopped out about.
Talking about Mr. Palmer.
But to be fair to them, they're in fifth place currently. They're in a semi-final of the Conference League, which we all expect them to win.
Yeah, they're kind
of... They're 2 points off third place. They're firmly in position in this top four race to be able to, I guess, is now a top five race.
Top five race, yeah. To get Champions League football, innit?
To be able to secure Champions League football. They're ahead of Forest. They're ahead of Villa on the same points as them, albeit 1 point behind City, who are fourth. 2 points behind Newcastle, who are fifth. So they're right there in the race. And I guess it's not necessarily the worst season for them, but I feel like Chelsea fans are a little bit, could maybe feel a little bit disappointed, like, about the season. Could maybe feel like they could have got a little bit more about it.
Like, they could have been in a position to contend for a bit more trophies.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I think so. Or maybe even like get themselves a little bit closer to the top two, especially. I don't know about Liverpool, but closer to Arsenal, let's say.
And
clear of like the cities and the Newcastles and that of the world. What are you saying, Bob?
He's back, man.
Or breathing heavy, like, you're right, Bob.
Just
man coming.
Just zipping around there. I was like, fuck. We're on air, fam.
But sorry, yeah, man.
Did you hear that in the mic? Me going,
yeah, bam.
Yeah. Sorry.
But do you know, one player that I want to give a shout out to, actually, I haven't got his exact figures right here, but I want to give a shout out to Enzo Fernandez. If I want to give a shout out to any Chelsea player, I think since February, he's been one of the players that have really thrived in a little bit of a further forward role that Enzo Maresca's given him since Cole Palmer's been injured or not really been doing his thing. And yeah, he's been contributing heavily. I'm seeing 1, 2, 3, 4 goals. And
he's been got goals, isn't he?
Four goals and 3 assists, I'd say, since February for Enzo Fernandez, who plays centre mid, you know, who plays normally double six. And yeah, like I said, he's had a few games where he's played a little bit further forward. So yeah, shout out to Enzo Fernandez, man. Not necessarily...
We were hating on him earlier, weren't we?
I mean, bro.
This season, he's actually come off age a little bit.
I mean, he's another one of them centre mids that, you know that talk about the 100 mil centre mids.
Oh, is he
talking about Caicedo, Fernandez, Declan Rice. Like, he's one of those players that went for that price tag as well. So
yeah, childish,
there's big questions around all of those players that go for that kind of price tags, even though that's not the price tag that they choose. Yeah. But if you go for that, it's like, all right, cool.
You're expecting a lot.
Do you understand?
You.
So. Yeah, And since he's been at Chelsea, I think we can all categorically say he hasn't really lived up to anything near price tag.
Do you think he will live up to it?
I don't think so. I feel like I don't think there's a lot of players, if any, that can really live up to a 9-figure price tag like that. Do you know what I mean? Like once you start,
I've never heard it said like that. Nine figures.
Yeah, do you understand?
Figures, that's magic, yeah,
damn. Once we start talking about
a 6-foot-tall, 9 figures. That's crazy.
Once we start
talking, a lot of figures, bro.
Once we start talking about 100 mil and up, like it gets a little bit long, man. Okay. I can't lie to you, boys.
Nah, for real. Yeah, so what? Obviously, you're there, innit? You're talking about 9 figures and stuff like that. What are you saying? What, Declan Rice, though, man? I'm gonna lie.
You know what?
Recently,
he's
looking, got a couple more moments, and the 100 mil's looking like it's worth it. You know,
okay, he's been looking.
He's changing the story, isn't
it? Do you know what? Do you know what it is? I think he's been looking closer to that figure than Enzo Fernandez or Caicedo. Let's say. Do you understand?
Yeah, 100%.
But yeah, 100 mil is a big.
It's big, dog.
It's a big price tag. Do you understand? Let's move on then. Congratulations to Chelsea. They keep their momentum going, and they keep themselves in fifth place, right in the hunt for that Champions League qualification.
Yep. Will it be a bit fugazi if they actually get Champions League? Because I feel like they've been rubbish.
They've had
so
a weird
long.
Season, innit?
Yeah. They were so good for so long, and now all of a sudden they're just scrapping it.
It's a little bit like what we were saying. Do I think it'd be a bit fugazi?
Because, bro, like Forest and Villa. Oh, I'm all on Forest, Villa, and Chelsea, all on 57 points.
Damn.
I think
Newcastle snuck in there, by the way.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. All of a sudden, they're
blood
third, deep, innit?
Yeah, blood.
It's, bro, after they won the Carabao, now they're just feeding themselves and they're just blowing teams away. Mark, like,
we got to talk about that. I don't know if that's the next game you're going to talk about next.
Once we roll back to Saturday.
Okay,
we'll
okay.
Because
they
got moved to.
Bro,
they got moved to differently. Let's stay on Sunday, though. I want to go up to Manchester.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
Man United.
And it feels so bad.
Man,
you know, it's actually so disappointing.
Man,
because the worst thing about it is, if Ipswich were a bit more on it, yeah?
If Ipswich were more on it.
No. Hear me out. Let me finish.
Go on.
If Ipswich were a bit more on it, they would genuinely be in a relegation scrap. You know?
That is mad. That's actually
genuinely
mad.
Bro.
Ipswich allowed them. That's pretty much what happened.
Fellas, what do you know about 15 losses in the league?
That's crazy, man.
What do you know about 15 losses?
That's crazy. That's almost half of their games.
Yeah.
Stinks, innit?
That's bad, man.
That's actually so poor.
I don't think I'd ever imagine Man United to lose 15 games and be where they are right now.
Congratulations to Wolverhampton Wanderers. They have done the double over Manchester United.
Home and away.
Really?
I got a little quiz for you guys. Can you first of all guess the number of teams this year
that beat Man United
twice, done a double over them?
Okay, so we got Wolves.
That's actually.
Can you guess the number? You can maybe guess the teams as well if you want.
Number.
They're rubbish.
We'll guess the number. Six teams. It's not too bad.
Ooh,
what do you reckon, Jengi?
I'm gonna say five.
Five teams.
Wow. Name those
have
teams.
Done
I
the double. Can you name them teams?
Okay, let's go. So you
Wolves.
Said
Wolves is obviously
Palace?
One. Nope.
Brentford is one of them.
Nope.
Arsenal?
Nope. Tottenham. Winning a draw. Tottenham.
Oh, yeah. Tottenham as well.
Tottenham have done them twice.
Look at the league. Who's beating Man United twice?
Arsenal have done them twice?
Nope.
No.
Winning a draw.
You said it. You said that. My bad.
Winning a draw.
Fulham?
Nope.
Brighton.
Brighton have done them twice.
So Brighton, Wolves, Tottenham.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, it's not. Wait. Is there a big team in there?
Ipswich, you know.
Is there a big team in there, bro?
I mean, there's a team that are fighting for Champions League in there.
Newcastle. Okay.
Villa?
Nope. One more team,
boys. Bournemouth.
Nope.
Ooh, that's a great shout, though.
A lot of these teams that you're saying have won and drawn.
Oh, so, okay.
So they're still taking points off these pussy holes.
Everton?
Last team is Nottingham Forest.
Oh, Nottingham Forest.
That's class.
Bro. Wolves, Newcastle, Forest, Tottenham, Brighton have all done the double over Man United this
year.
That's
bad, man.
You're not embarrassed,
though. I'm not going to lie.
I think I think they're playing a dangerous game, though, because if you really think about it, yeah. Okay, cool. If they get the Europa League and they somehow, Fugazi and sneak their way into the Champions League.
Because they win there,
Because they win the Europa League. That would be crazy. But there has to be an alternative perspective. What if they don't win the Europa League?
Class. Then that's true.
Do you know what I mean? Honestly, then what? What? So you're going to look at the season and they're going to be finishing 16th potentially
or 15th, yeah.
14th. They could potentially finish 16th, 17th if we're honest. Do you know what I mean? The way they're playing, bro.
Just on the brinks.
Yeah. Tottenham are on 37 points and West Ham are only 2 points behind them in 17th on 36 points.
Can you imagine?
So they could genuinely finish.
There's that five games left.
There's five games left.
Five games left.
They could genuinely end up like 17th. Like, I know we're saying transition, we're saying this, we're saying
no, forget that.
Factors that go into it, but come on, lads.
It's trash. Bro, they're too much of a big club. They're too much of a big club.
Yeah, that cannot happen.
Man United's remaining five fixtures: Bournemouth away, Brentford away.
They're two tough games.
West Ham at home, Chelsea away, Villa at home on the last day.
They could finish 17th.
That last game of the season, they're losing, though.
Yeah, it's a madness, isn't it?
Yeah.
Bournemouth and Brentford away, bro. Brentford are great at home.
Yeah, they're losing
a good team.
They're losing the
West Ham's only
game. I think they'll lose the Bournemouth game.
Bournemouth and Brentford away.
They'll actually probably lose the Brentford game as well.
And then you've got Chelsea and Villa, the last two games of the season. They're both fighting for Champions League.
Hey, listen, we're going to say it here first. Man United are going to lose the next five games.
I
know there's not much Man United fans trying to say that, act like they don't care about the league. But
you care. This is
embarrassing.
Something has to be said about this, man, because boy, oh boy. Like, and Amorim as well. Something has to be said about it. Come on, man. Yeah, you can't come into a club and do that, bro.
Yeah,
lost
for real.
Head, man. Come on, man. Do you know
other
what I mean?
Managers have come and not done that.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, I know it's like all the factors considered in that, but you actually can't do
we're
that.
Saying manager's trash.
He actually might be, you know. Big man thing,
he's had to have that jacket, bro. The Moncleese.
Bro, the Moncleese is on that there, yeah.
He's actually trash, man.
He actually might just be a trash gaffer or something, or ignorant, or, do you know what I mean, or stubborn, whatever you want to call it.
It's just not working, is it?
Yeah,
man?
Yeah. Bro. Therefore ignorant, though.
Yeah, should have kept Ten Hag, man.
14th, level on points with Everton and Wolves on 38 points. They ain't even cracked 40 points yet.
That's bad, man. That's
they
bad,
haven't
bro.
Cracked 40 points yet.
Yeah, like, or the safety net, the safety points, isn't it?
Stinker.
Yeah, they're having a shocker, man.
Pablo Sarabia, unbelievable free kick. I don't know if you guys saw the free kick goal.
Yeah,
the left foot whip, top corner. Pew! Fantastic stuff.
We got Wolves. We got the gaffer as well. He's done a great job there.
And United. Hoyland again. No goals.
I think he
scored three in the league.
Someone was praising him. You see, when you watch YouTube, you see skills on goals 2024. You get gassed. You come to the Premier League, they're nothing.
Let me have a look at this squad, man.
The compilations.
Skills and tricks.
Chida Obi. I mean, when you look at some of the attacking players that came on, obviously Bruno didn't start, but he came on an hour. Mason Mount, who's a bit out of sorts, came on.
Yeah,
you had Garnacho starting. You had Kobbie Mainoo in one of the 10 starting. And you had Hoyland. When you look at that five of attackers outside of Bruno, who's, you know, their talisman.
Oh, where's the goals coming from?
And he's pretty much going to turn up. Exactly. Where are the goals going to turn up? Where are the goals going to come? Who's going to score for them, really and truly?
Kobbie Mainoo, maybe. Garnacho, maybe. Hoyland, I don't know.
Xerxes injured currently as well.
But, and even Xerxes, who's injured now, like, is he really guaranteed goals?
Well, he's
like,
a 9.5, is he?
He's not a 9 or a 10, is he? Man created his own position. It's a madness.
Man said, I'm a 9.5 with my chest.
So, yeah, it's tough, man. It's tough to see where Man United can actually fashion goals with the attacking players that they have. This is probably one of the only things where I'd give Amorim sort of the benefit of the doubt and say, all right, maybe in the summer, I don't know if they'll be able to get their top targets, or, you know, how they go on, like, oh, we're Man United, we're just going to get this player. Whatever players, whatever attackers that you end up getting, whether it's going to be your plan A or not, I think maybe we wait for them. And then maybe let's see.
Just allow him,
For now. I don't.
I think at this point,
if they were going to sack him, they would have sacked him already. Big Man United.
That would have been doubly embarrassing.
If they were going to sack him already, I think they would have sacked him. Do you get? So I think maybe they're thinking, all right, cool. Maybe we'll allow him.
Free hit.
He's only had one signing since he's come in. That's the left wing back, Dorgu, who we can't really say too much about.
Who looks decent, to be fair.
Looks like an all right player.
So what are you saying? You think they're giving him two half of the season next season?
Yeah, I think maybe halfway through the season next season before they start thinking, yo, can we actually think about maybe, do you understand?
He's still in progress.
This guy on if it's still
extended probation.
Hey,
you know, if you ever get that at work, yeah, I can't lie, you might need to look for another job, bro.
It's tough times,
because they're just waiting for one opportunity to
like, you know what,
snip like that.
You've done well over there, so we're giving benefit of the doubt, but
done bad here. If he, listen, if he clocks in 5 minutes late one more time, move,
get him,
man,
out of here.
P45.
That's so true. Extended probation must actually be, that's pressure, fam. That's pressure. Yeah. One was it? One late tube.
Yeah,
brother,
you're,
oh,
God,
days,
you're,
yeah,
God.
It's not even your fault as well. Somebody
give
decided,
us a chance.
A stuff thriller, but somebody decided to jump in front of the tube before he went.
It's not even your fault. But
understand, it's halash. Now you can't. Now you're work an hour late.
Yeah, one too many.
They're talking about. Oh, you could have found another way. Oh, you couldn't have got a cab or whatever. Oh, allow me. Cab's all £45 in there. You man don't pay me enough for that. What's going on?
What's the latest you man have ever been to work?
We're taking it there.
A solid.
Like, and not in crazy happen, you've just been late.
A solid, like, hour and 20.
Oh, my gosh.
I came in like, yeah, sorry. What?
You still had a job?
I cracked on.
Are you still working?
Yeah. I cracked on.
I said, sorry.
I cracked on.
Hey, I'm lit in the job, fam.
Yeah, that's
a 9 to 5, I'm lit.
Yeah.
Nah, I come in like an hour crazy. Late. But I did disclaim, though.
Yeah.
I did tell the gaffer, yo, it's looking long, like it's looking peak. I'm going to be like an
up.
Hour. Yeah, yeah.
You
yeah,
got
yeah.
him heads up.
If I just rolled in an hour and 20, I'd be like, you fucking did. I go home, man. What are you doing? That type of thing.
Jingle, what about you?
It's so funny because a lot of my friends will say that I'm always late to things, which is. But yeah.
It's in the DNA in the stitcher, man.
I know because I'm not going to lie, there's a bit of truth to it, but what's the latest I've been?
To work.
No, to work is like, I can't lie, it's maybe like a 45 minutes still, first half.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, first half.
Late
for the first half still.
Do you remember in uni, bro, in that game? What where game? I turned up, when we were playing football in uni, it's my second year, and I missed the first half.
Was it your Trailfinders?
Yeah.
I remember.
I was fuming, man. That was the start of the bad
season.
Bob turned up to the game in the second half.
Yeah that's bad, bro. Are you meant to play?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, long day.
That was the start of a bad season. Really,
did you end up playing that game?
I came on for like 10 minutes.
Ah.
But I think that was like, yeah, mate. Sling
you could have had a solid 60, 70, man.
Yeah,
like 10.
for real. Long day, man.
Sling your room, that's poor.
All right, Bob, whilst we're on the subject of yourself, let's head over to Portman Road, mate.
No, wait. You didn't give us your lateness.
How late you been, Bob?
Oh, I think I had a theme of being, this one was at Gimme Sport. Yeah. I had a theme because I think Frimps was my like manager at the time. I think I got too comfortable. I was meant to start at 9, and like every day, I'd come at like 1:15, 1:20. One time came at 1:25.
He's taking a piss.
And it was like, and then one day.
He's consistently late.
Yeah,
he's
yeah. And then one day I was at like 5:05. And then the other, yeah. And then so anyway, the next week, Frimps pulled me to the side like, bro, I know we're calling that, but. You're turning up at 1:25. Like, yeah. It's not even me who's mad. It's like the band them that are like the big bosses. They're the ones that are looking at you now. Like, yeah. Yo, like, what's he doing, bro?
What's this geezer doing?
Yeah,
walking in. Hey?
What's this geezer doing?
Yeah, literally. It was peak, man. But we live and we learn.
Yeah, I hear it.
Learn that lesson the hard way, man.
Let's go over to Portman Road, man. Portman Road. You lot got thugs at left back.
We
do. What's this Left Davis doing? He's trying to break my man's ankle.
The ironic thing is, yeah.
What's going on?
He was in the championship, he was considered like, yo, when we got to the Premier League, it's going to be interesting to see how he does because he's one of our better players.
And I see bear assists last year.
Yeah, he's not had a great season, man. And I think you know what? When Liverpool played them on the first day of the season, and Salah scored against him.
Yeah.
And then today you go up against, do you know what I mean? Some great players again. What is it? Saka, the guy he got sent off for. Yeah, fam. It's just maybe he just thought, you know what?
Bro,
we're down. This guy's he's a lot better than me. But he's getting it.
Fully stamped on man's ankle.
He's getting it, mate. Yeah, Bukayo, mate. You get it.
No need, man.
Yeah,
literally.
Yeah. We're rubbish, man. So I don't know what I'm saying.
But yeah, I mean, by Nando's, you know? By then it was.
I'm gonna keep reminding you so that it's in your head.
When did I say that? What game?
You said it time ago. Time.
Must have been Chelsea or something.
You lot must have.
Team, yeah.
Or Tottenham or
one
something.
One home win at home, by the way.
Was it Tottenham?
It might have been Tottenham away.
As in they beat Tottenham, right?
Yeah. They beat Tottenham 2-1 at their ground. And Bob's like, yeah, look, all right, boys, we're staying up. Every week. Yo, Charles? We're staying up. And now look at this.
That's respectfully.
Now look at this. Arsenal with that 4-0 win have pretty much put the final nail in the coffin.
Yeah, for real.
We're up by goal difference.
Ipswich are 15 points off of, I think, West Ham, who are 17th.
Yeah, they got a long
Is it West Ham or is it, who is it?
Yeah, West Ham 17th.
West
yeah.
Ham, who are 17th. There's yeah. 5 games left. There's 15 points to play for, so it's all down to goal difference. West Ham have to lose all of their games. Ipswich have to win all of their games convincingly to stay up.
I've got a question here. So that's crazy. You see on the table, yeah? Have they given... You see there's some clubs, they give them the red bar.
Not yet. They haven't given the red bar of death.
Technically, I don't owe you my shit yet.
The red
we're
bar
not down
of
yet.
Next week.
Once they give you that red bar, I can't lie.
The red bar
once
of death.
Once they do that edit, hey, they'll be like, hey, Jack, do the edit.
I can't lie. Southampton had that joint like 6 weeks ago.
Oh, they did, you know? That's what they gave him the red bar. Nah, long day, man.
But yeah, man, a double for Trossard. He's coming in, playing up front. I feel like...
That third goal was charged, by the way.
Yeah, the little reversey from Declan Rice.
But he turned around and shot.
Forward pass, by the way.
Crazy.
How bad defending that is. Man just turned around and just fucking hit it and it went
but
in.
I mean, they're down to 10 men. Yeah. By the time they were down to 10 men, they were already 2-0 down. Yeah. Like, it was already long. Boys, do you understand? I think they only had one shot in the game. I can't remember who.
I think it was Jack Taylor.
Jack Taylor. He tried to cut inside, tried to bend it bottom corner, hit it just wide. But other than that, they didn't really have too much going on.
No.
We brought on Butler Adeji, we brought on Raheem Sterling, we cleared out the bench.
Got some minutes for some of the boys.
Kieran Tierney got his 100th appearance. Martinelli scored his 50th league goal for Arsenal. Yeah. I think that was the second one.
I love it. We're just giving them accolades.
Do you understand? Wanyeri got his 9th goal of the season. One more for my teenager to get double.
He's got 9 goals.
9 goals this season in all competitions.
I can't lie.
One more for him to get double figures.
That's good.
Yeah,
I think he shouldn't play for the rest of the season.
Oh, shut up! and yeah, I think for Arsenal, obviously they have they have some European exploits that they want to put a lot of their eggs into the basket. But I think in terms of the chasing pack, so Newcastle, City, Chelsea, Villa, Forest, what have you, I think that securing these 3 points and maybe getting another one or two more wins on the board.
Solidify second place, man.
I think that the title is gone now. Yeah, I think it's too far away, even though Liverpool, and we'll get to them now, are really crawling over this line.
Yeah, for real.
But they're getting over it anyhow. But yeah, I feel like for Arsenal, it's just important to just make sure, we don't, you know, slip into this top 4 or 5 race, because there's like 5-6 teams in there, and it's getting all long, and we're not trying to be involved in any of that. But yeah, the boys, they look very comfortable. They're still riding high for that European exploit in the week, and nice and comfortable 4-0 and Ipswich.
Ipswich, man. Let me just say on these, isn't it, man?
Ipswich.
Yeah, go on, chat to us.
I saw on Bob.
I don't know, man. I don't know what to say. Oh, well, I was going to say something, but I think, yeah, to be fair, we've had a lot of injuries. Some big players out early on in the season. And I think it's a learning curve, isn't it, lads? I mean, people are saying about Kieran McKenna, isn't it, and like his credentials to go to another club.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I think if he leaves now, it's actually going to be so bad. Because like he's come up, had a bit of a stinker in the Prem.
And then just left.
And then he just dipped. So.
Yeah, you man, long day. Thank you for getting me here.
Yeah, it's been peaceful. The thing is, we've got some good players, but it's just, I think...
He's paid pretty well as well, actually.
Yeah, he got the bag as well.
I think he's one of the highest paid managers in the league, you know. He's up there. How? He's up there still.
Because I think he got that back-to-back and we got gassed, didn't it? The back-to-back.
Got promotions. A good reputation. He's a Pep disciple, all of them things. Oh, wait, is he a Pep disciple?
Jose.
Mourinho disciple, do you get me?
That is crazy. Shout out to his agent, man.
Ips will be back.
Shout out to his agent.
This time next year,
do you think Ips will be back?
Back to back, baby. Because I reckon we'll go down. That parachute payment will invest, and then we'll kill.
And then we're
like one of those clubs. You know, there's that weird like grey area now of like clubs that are not quite good enough for the Premier League. But a bit too good for the championship.
So like on a Leeds thing.
Yeah, yeah.
That used to be like West Brom.
Yeah, Norwich. Or used to do it. Bears as
Pompey,
well.
Pompey, Portsmouth as
yeah,
well.
What happened to Norwich? Yeah. I didn't see Norwich in a minute.
Oh, Norwich, are, no. Norwich, are, yeah.
It's come, it's come.
Yeah, so they're coming back.
Yeah, it's over for them now.
By next season, lads, mark my words, this time next year, we'll be top of the championship.
Okay.
Another Nando's.
Mad thing. Leicester versus Liverpool, man. I can't lie, a bit of a boring game, innit?
A bit of a dull one, man.
Yeah. I watched like the first half. I seen that little sequence of play where Leicester hit the post and then Salah went up the other end and he probably should have scored. But other than that, there wasn't really too much action going on.
Yeah, boring.
Me and T was like kind of in and out with the second half. And then obviously, I think it was the corner that comes in. Trent has Van Dijk has a goal, Salah has a goal, Jota has a goal. No one can get it in. Falls to Trent. Imagine he comes on, he's back from injury, and I guess maybe that might be his
celebration.
I guess that might be maybe his final contribution for Liverpool. You know,
final.
That do you know that winning goal for them that secures them the 3 points, make sure that they continue on this march towards the league title. He's taking off his top, he's run to the crowd, he's giving it some. Do you get me?
I think that might be like a fuck you, bruv. Do you know what I mean? That might be.
I think that might be a little bit.
Yeah, but like, yeah, what? Like that sort of thing. That's what I think that is.
Like you lot still love me anyways. You lot are moving like you hate me, but you still love me anyways. Yeah. Watch this.
Look what I done.
Do you get me? Winning goal.
I fucking won the game.
I lie.
Yeah, fam.
This is what I'm saying. So I feel like that's a big one for Trent, man. That's a really big I think maybe signing off moment for Trent if he is to move on to Real Madrid or wherever he might move on to in the summer.
Yeah.
Big contribution, and like we said, otherwise a pretty dull game. Not a game that we can really say too much or speak too much about. Really, I mean,
nah, rubbish game, man.
What do you think?
But it is what it is. I think it was nice to see some of the what's that? The guy from he caused a couple problems. The guy with the fancy name on Leicester.
El Canoes.
Yeah, I like him. And the Italian guy, what's his name?
Buonanotte.
Yeah, he had a couple chances where he should have hit the target at least. But yeah, like you said, man, it's just like. It's just pedestrian now, isn't it? It's like we all know we're going to win the league.
But you guys
are... Leicester knew they were going down, so it's like, oh, okay.
And like, you guys haven't been flying through these results. You've like just been walking it and just digging it out. And to be fair, that's a, I guess you
could
say...
At least we're getting the points on the
board.
Yeah,
I guess you could say it's a sign of champions thing that you like, you know, you had the two... You had the obviously, you had the 1-0 against Everton. You had the 2-1 against West Ham.
That was the one. I think if we would have lost that game against Everton or drew that game, then it would have opened the door to a bit more jeopardy. But because we scraped over the line on that one as well.
But then after the Everton game, you lost to Fulham 3-2.
Yes, true. But I think because the Everton game kind of give us... I think that was the one in terms of pressure.
Yeah.
But I think if we would have lost that, it would have been like Everton again, have done us again.
Yeah.
And I think we would have spiraled. Fair. So if we would have lost that or drew that and then lost to Fulham, bloody hell, yeah, that would have been peak. But it's a good job we've done that.
A couple scrappy games against a couple of these bottom
teams.
Bottom feeders, mate.
Yeah, bro. Everton's and West Ham's and Leicester's. But you're getting through these games and you're getting the points on the board. And back to 13 points is the gap with 15 available. So I think your next game against Tottenham Hotspur at home.
If we win and you drop points, I think we can win it next week.
I think you guys can seal. I think regardless of what we do.
I heard a stat today. I think back in our 17th title, whenever we won that. We won
four
it.
Score and yeah, seven four years score ago.
7 years ago.
Oh my god!
In yonder year,
back a day,
the old Anfield.
The old Anfield.
It was. We won. We actually won 1-0 against Tottenham to win the league at home.
History repeating itself and all them thing there, you know.
Man, could be.
I hear it, man.
Big up Stevie Nicol and them, man.
All right. Okay. Well, Liverpool marching towards the title. Man United 15-15. 15 losses.
20, baby. We're coming for them, man.
Chelsea 15. Turning it around and Arsenal nice and comfortable. Let's move on to Saturday's games, man. Brentford 4, Brighton 2. Two goals from Mbeumo, one goal from Wissa.
Bro, 18, I'm not going to lie. That 18 duo, that and duo is slept on.
That's a two-man step, isn't it, fam?
Yeah, that's a brilliant
that's
two-man
a, was
step.
It, was it KD and Russ at the fucking Fonda?
Oh, Fonda, OKC, KD and Russ.
That's 18 and 16 goals, respectively, between them.
That's crazy, bro.
61% of Brentford's goals.
Clark. That is mad.
They're
actually carrying the team. They're actually
would you take? Would you mind take Wissa? We'll take Mbeumo. How's it sound?
Ooh,
you might need a striker.
I wish I was a striker, innit?
Do you know what? I don't even mind that, you know.
Wissa's got more goals,
so
right?
Wissa's got 16, Wemmer's got 18.
Yeah, but you don't need him.
That's what I was about to say, yeah, we don't need him.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, you guys don't need him.
Nah, Salah's old, isn't it? Salah's already signed the ting, fam. 400 bags in that, fam. Relax, man.
But,
Diaz, Gakpo. He's gonna look good, man.
But we're gonna get rid of Darwin Nunez this season. I think Jota could be replaced this season as well. You know,
I think he's very injury prone,
and I think the lack of rhythm has affected his goal scoring, man. Because when he's in rhythm, he scores goals, bro. But since he's been back, him miss some like easy chances, bro. Even today, he missed a sitter on the head.
I think his confidence.
Yeah, bro. Obviously, he's a striker. You know, isn't it? Like,
confidence low.
You ain't sharpening. What's it say? Iron sharpen iron. Bro.
Yeah, for real.
He ain't sharpening this.
He's not sharpening iron, bro.
Everything's blunt. Blunt weapon.
Just rhythm in it, man. But he's a good player. But I think
the guns are jamming.
Slots in a position where he could be like, all right, cool. I've had this first season. I've assessed everyone. You're gone.
Damn. I think it's going to be important to see what number nine Liverpool get. I don't think you'll get Isak because I think they're pricing him out.
I don't think anyone's going to get him.
Do you understand? I think he's too much money.
They're pricing that joint at 150, bro.
I don't think anyone's willing to do that unless you're a PSG or someone stupid. Do you know what I mean?
As much as he's a good player, but come on, like he hasn't really
150
done anything
taking
that's
it
like mounting up to 150. So it's like, you're a good player, don't get me wrong, but I'm not going to spend 150 for you. Come on, I can spend 50 million for you. But 150, come on.
If it was a oneer, if it was 100, then maybe.
Maybe.
Do you get me? But 150, yeah, that's cheeky, bro.
That's big, cheeky.
Then it's wages, then it's all that. Yeah. Bonuses, then.
Bro, West Ham versus Southampton, bottom of the table, scrappers.
No, West Ham can't get relegated as well.
Jared Bowen with a goal, putting West Ham 1-0 up. Waited until the 93rd minute for Leslie Ugochukwu to equalize 1-1. I think it was like the 93rd, 94th minute.
Late goals, man.
Yeah, for real. Late shows. Again, another late show from Manchester City. Two goals, one from O'Reilly, the left back. Shout out to him.
He's been a bit of a revelation for them.
A couple goals for them, man.
He's like, hella tall as well, bro.
Trust me, like three, four goals already in the league. This late showing, I guess Pep likes him and he's coming in.
O'Reilly's the Laskin, you know.
Yeah. With the afro, he's being effective, man. Trust me, and
Pep's fuming, bro.
And then obviously, Kovacic sealing the deal there, 2-0. Disappointing result for Everton, but a good result away at Goodison for Manchester City, and it puts them fourth in the table on 58 points, one below Newcastle in third.
Forget Messi. Man United, yeah.
Imagine Newcastle
the
third.
Manchester clubs are not. I don't know how they're not doing well this season, man.
Yeah, Newcastle had them games in hand, and they just done the mad thing. 3-0 Leicester, 4-1 United, 5-0 Palace.
They said, understand.
And then who else am I going to go to? I'm going to go to Palace Bournemouth, right?
Yeah.
So 0-0, but very, 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 very contentious red card decision that was made here.
I didn't see this. What?
So Alex Scott, the attacking mid for Bournemouth, he was on a yellow.
He was on a yellow.
Makes another challenge that potentially could have been another yellow by itself.
Yeah.
And I personally think the referee bottles it. I think he should have sent him off, bottles it with the second challenge.
Yeah.
Not too long after, Chris Richards, who's on a yellow for Palace. Another one where he stops the counter-attack, and it's another one where, listen, that could easily be given as a yellow by itself for stopping the counter-attack, regardless of whether you're on the first yellow or not.
Yeah.
He decides to give it, sends the player off. Now...
Ref, mate, wherever you are, sounds like you bottled it, innit?
Just before, as we were setting up, me and T were talking, and T was telling me something that I've seen also on socials, where there was a football account, some youngster, no doubt he's like 14, 15, who's tweeted, Rod, the guy that says, is that a colour thing, actually played football?
I saw that, yeah.
We said, whoever
that motherfucker is, born in 2011, you know. Mad.
That is crazy. Yeah, that shows the age, for real.
Now... it's interesting to me, and I'm just going to put something out there. You guys can make of it what you will. It's interesting to me that the top two teams in the Premier League that have suffered the most red cards this season are Arsenal and Crystal Palace.
Oh.
Now, what are some of the correlations of Arsenal and Crystal Palace? What do we think of them as? London clubs, fact.
One's from South.
One from South London, one from North London. Both predominantly black, have a reputation and a history of fielding a lot of black players.
And Crystal Palace is known as the Mandem anyway.
Yeah. Mandem. So Charles, are you saying what I think you're saying?
No further comment. I'll just leave it at that and just leave you guys to interpret it how you'd like to interpret it, you know?
Is that a kind of thing?
Is it an underbelly? Is it an Indian thing? Or is it a black person or an Indian person?
Do you know what? I don't even think it's an underbelly.
Is it an underbelly? Kind of thing?
That one's looking overbelly.
Because it's a black person or an Indian person.
That one's looking bait.
Yeah.
That one's looking.
Yeah. He does sound like that.
This kind of colour thing is not underbelly. This kind of colour thing is on the mane.
Because there's an Indian person or a black person.
This is what I'm saying.
A black person.
You see, you saw Arsenal, but he said, no, never know.
Why is his voice like that though? Why is he so squeaky?
I don't know, isn't he? I didn't think he would do that. I didn't even say that.
I think I'm Sol Campbell, man. Strange guy, fam.
Squeaky voice you, fam. Listen, PGMOL, I'm on to you.
Yeah, fam.
I see what's going on with this Arsenal and with this Crystal Palace thing. Why have us, man, got the most red cards?
What's going on, bro?
I see what's going on.
We got Palace, though. Still like them, either way.
Last game of the weekend, guys. Let's talk about this Villa and Newcastle.
Bro, we have to, bro. Great game. Oh, my.
Me and Bobby was on radio. This is West Ham 89.6 on Sundays, 11 to 1.
Come on.
The boss.
We were talking about a certain individual go by the name of Ollie Watkins.
Mm.
We was talking about how in this Champions League game that just happened in the week, as the number nine,
yep,
especially with John Duran going in January,
mm-hmm,
you being the top scorer, you being the main man.
Pressure's off.
Understand that you've got some new attacking signings that have come in.
To help you.
But for them to start ahead of you, crazy, in the second leg of the Champions League at home, it's to
crazy.
PSG.
He's been done there.
Head would have been on Mars. If I'm the main striker, my head would have been on Mars.
Yeah.
It would have been on the moon. Mercury, Venus, Jupiter, Uranus, Pause, Saturn. Neptune, Saturn,
yeah,
and Uranus, Pluto.
Swear that you just named all
bro,
of them, yeah?
A next galaxy. I would have been fuming.
Oh my days, you just named all the planets.
100%.
Was that all the planets?
It's my Venus. Very excellent Venus. Mother just sent us 9 pizzas.
My very excellent mother.
Say that again. My
very excellent mother just sent us 9 pizzas.
You was one of them. You see, it was a good year in school.
Come
Mars,
on, man.
Mars.
He was listening in school.
Come
man.
On, man.
Venus.
Earth.
Oh! Oh
yeah. Third rock from the sun. Come on, come on.
He was an Earth.
Come on.
My very excellent mother. Mercury. Mars.
Mercury.
Yeah.
Mercury and Mars. My very excellent mother. Just what? Jupiter.
Jupiter. Yeah.
What scent?
Saturn.
Sun.
Us.
Uranus. Pause.
Some.
9. Neptune.
What's S then? What's the second S?
We just sent us 9 pizzas.
9 pizzas.
Neptune.
No, Neptune.
Neptune, Saturn.
Peter, rah.
And Neptune, Pluto. Pluto. AKA Future.
What's your man's favourite subject at school?
English or maths.
Ooh, I used to like maths, you know.
I think it was either PE or drama.
Ooh.
Oh yeah, obviously PE, but other than that, PE or drama, like school. Academic thing, probably maths or English. I reckon. Yeah, Pluto.
Yeah.
Future innit? Yeah, ooh. It's a small one. It's an icy one, cold one. Not a lot of life on there, but yeah.
Wasn't you been there yet?
Nah. It's a bit too far still. I looked on Waze, it said 300 days. I said, yeah, nah.
That's mad. Can you imagine? Put on Waze, it said, yeah, 320 days still. Like,
but
what?
Hey, listen, while we're talking about Jupiter, Neptune and Saturn and that, Ollie Watkins, he would have been banging on Emery's door going, yo, what's going on? How you not playing me? Champions League, second leg, like, we need to turn the thing around. How you not playing me? What's going on?
Well he's actually like, in terms of his character, he's actually known as being like quite a calm, nice guy. He's really into like his meditation and stuff like that, and he's really into like his psychology.
Oh, I bet he was meditating on Wednesday
but that's
night.
The thing, like, he's really into like all that kind of stuff, and he's not really a problem in terms of for managers. Like, he doesn't kick on fuss like this, but he actually came out and said something.
He said in the post,
I want to be starting the big games. Yeah,
do you understand?
That's how you know he's pissed.
Naturally, I think, and obviously that's put the battery in his back. And he comes in with a big performance, scores instantly like
should
the first minute.
As well, yeah.
Got
yeah.
a goal and an assist. It assisted Ian Matson for his first Premier League goal. Mm. And Villa went on to beat Newcastle 4-1 in the end.
Slap them, man.
Slappings.
Newcastle, I know they're...
I think they got a bit too gassed.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, they got too gassed.
low key, that's a big game, you know, for them.
It is.
That was a big game. And to get smashed 4-1 is not a good look.
I think also it was the prospect of like, so we've won all these games. We've got ourselves in the Champions League spot. And then it's like I'm saying with Arsenal, like we need to keep winning our games to secure second.
Yeah.
I reckon they looked at that and went, yo, if we beat Villa today, we go 1 point behind Arsenal before they play Ipswich tomorrow. Do you understand?
Mm.
So I think maybe they might have been looking ahead. Maybe they might have got a little bit too gassed.
Yeah,
and yeah, maybe they just got a bad matchup in Aston Villa. You know, if there's a midfield in the league physically that can compete and technically like a mixture of both that can probably compete with Newcastle,
good,
Aston Villa.
Good.
You got the Jacob Ramsey, you got the Morgan Rodgers, big powerful
ball
carrying midfielders. Onana,
technical.
You got
Tillemans.
You got Tillemans. You get me? Just pulling strings all over the gaff. So for, midfield for midfield. Aston Villa dominated today, and yeah, they got the better of Newcastle, and Newcastle had no answer for them, man. So 4-1 in the end. Eddie Howe still got pneumonia. Yeah, still sick.
Yeah.
Pneumonia, I think. So, yes, it's a bit of a situation.
Yeah, also, Jason Tindall's dream came true. He was the only man on the sideline. So he was the gaffer.
No, them man there.
Yeah, he was gaffer.
How's Parks feel about that?
He was shite.
What was he saying the other day? He was gassed. It was like the only game that matters is when PSG played Arsenal. Newcastle playing that day, right?
Yeah.
What was the score that game?
PSG Villa played.
Oh yeah, PSG Villa, not PSG Arsenal. Okay.
I was choosing that was the Wednesday night, the Palace one where they beat
obviously everyone was gassed about Arsenal.
Yeah.
Like, oh mate, this is the only game that matters. Newcastle beat Palace 5-0 or whatever. So get over yourself.
There's a little game at the Bernabeu, by the way.
Man. Get over yourselves, mate. Oh well done. You want to link up?
That was actually crazy. I didn't even know that game was going on. Someone's like, oh, they're losing. I said, swear that. I said, I didn't even know that match was on today.
I looked at that. I said, yo, 4-0. Oh, man. Five. Sheesh.
Childish, mate.
No, did you see the penalty from Eze as well, by the way?
Eze.
That was worse than Saka's one.
That was terrible. Terrible penalty.
Hey, when we come back around in the second half of the Bench Podcast, that was the Premier League roundup. When we come back around, we're going to talk some Europe, man. We're going to be talking some Arsenal. We're going to be talking some Villa. And we're going to be touching on Tottenham and Man United. We're not going to be touching on Chelsea.
Who cares?
Do you know, it's not even a Mickey Mouse, a tin pot cup that you lot are expected to win. And if you don't win, we'll be back.
Facts.
Do you get me? With some corn. You lot stay right there, all right?
A 14HQ original. New episodes available every Monday on wherever you stream your podcasts, as well as exclusive content throughout the week.
All right, people, second half of the Bench Podcast. We up, man. Episode 158. I've got the people them inside with me. We saying
Bobby, 158?
158, man. Bare episodes, man. We were just talking about Phil Foden and his identity crisis.
Yeah, for real.
What is he? Man are telling me he's an inverted winger. I'm not hearing it.
I'm thinking he's not straight.
Pause. I'm thinking he's more of like a second striker vibe, if you ask me, man.
Yeah, for real. 10. I think if we're going to put anything on him, I'd say 10.
I'd probably say somewhere between a 10 and a second striker, because it was like I was saying to Jengi, innit?
He's a 9.5.
You could say, you could say 10, but 10 create for other players, and I don't really feel like Foden does that. He strikes me as a bit more greedy than that. He strikes me as a bit of a second striker vibe.
That's what's
a dream. He's only looking to shift it and curl it top bins, or shift it and bang it for himself,
True.
I don't really see him doing a creating thing like maybe a De Bruyne or a Gundogan or someone would do.
Yeah, I mean, to the point of the guy on the stream as well, or on the live feed, I guess there has been a lot of examples of him coming from the wing, cutting inside. I'm banging it as well.
I guess maybe that's him being just shoehorned in, because I guess he's that good of a player where Pep's like, yo, we need you on the pitch. But like, he's not really like Savinho, Doku, Saka, Martinelli,
Diaz. They'll sign a man up, but send them off.
Do you get me?
Yeah, true.
They are wingers, bro. Son, back in the day. Yeah. Do you get me? Yeah. Even if you go back to past Man City players, we're talking the Mahrez, Sané. Do you get me?
Sterling.
Winger them. I wouldn't put Foden in that wing of power, man. But we ain't talking about no Man City, man. Them man there got embarrassed by Real Madrid, and guess who else in turn embarrassed Real Madrid themselves?
I can't lie, I'm not gonna lie. We moved to them.
It was dominant, wasn't it?
We actually moved to them still.
It was a good performance, lads. It was
great, innit?
It was decent
rest,
still.
No, bro, rest performance.
What's he got? Two man of the match in both matches.
We saying ISO on Bob. Because Bobby was talking crazy about him, you know.
He's all right, man.
He's talking bare salty. Oh, let's see what's happening with Rice in the Champions League. He's just Rice.
I don't know, just white rice.
So he gave you two back-to-back Man of the Matches. So what we got now, Bob?
Yeah, for real.
Good team performance.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm not going to lie, yeah.
Look, this is not the place for me to bring out any Rice slander right now.
Both legs.
He played well still. Crazy. Yeah, he played very well still.
Yeah.
Well, he's really important for your team, isn't it, man?
No,
he's like
real,
one of
no,
your...
Facts,
like,
I can't lie.
I know, obviously, a lot, I feel like at the start of the season, a lot of the talk about who's Arsenal key players was, I think, the top two that always come to mind, always Odegaard, always Saka.
Yeah, for real.
But I think now Rice has more than entered that conversation, for sure, as becoming Gabriel. one of your Do you know what I mean? One of your most important players.
I think so.
And I think he showed it over the last...
Definitely filled a void in midfield for us.
Yeah, in the Champions 100%. League games as well. And also, big shout out to Thomas Partey as well, because he played really well over the two legs as well.
You see some... Bro, got rattled, man. That's the Ghanaian in him, man.
Yeah.
The thing is, I didn't even see it. And even like the replays, like that, they haven't really shown like the camera angle of like how, what he actually done. Yeah, do you get what I'm saying? I feel like we just won a free kick. And you know how Rudiger was just
gonna barge you, elbow you in the head.
Do you understand? Like, I think maybe like Partey, like, because Partey, like, more time, he don't really get involved in passer like that.
He actually don't.
I think he's like, yo, like, he just went to go get the ball. Rudiger's going to stand in front of him or whatever. Partey's pushed him out of the way or whatever.
Bro, we're winning.
And then the ref's just going, yeah, boom, you hold the yellow, you hold the
we're
yellow.
Winning.
Do you understand? But this is the thing, though. I don't think that Partey gets involved in passer like that. I've never really seen it.
So
he's more like, yo, let me just get the ball. So
he is ex Atletico Madrid, though. So maybe that game had a bit more spice for him.
He's been
there. Do you know what I mean? So maybe I don't know. Maybe
already done the underbelly colour thing once.
Yeah.
I don't think I could do it again.
You can't do it for that one.
Nah, can't. Right. Especially not with Rudiger, the way he was moving out there. He should have got sent off.
Nah, Rudiger was moving.
Listen,
crazy.
He was about to set us back 200, 300 years, bro, the way that he was moving, bro. Trying to chief up everyone, bro.
You see what he done to Saka when Saka missed it? Like, I don't know if you guys have seen it on Twitter. There's a different angle when they show Saka's reaction of when he missed. Pen.
Try and bully man. Just try and give him a little barge.
I showed about us like this guy's a man.
He's class, man. Really good.
Every free kick, he's throwing timber to the ground. Yeah. He's throwing Partey to the ground. He's stamping on Lewis Skelly. Like he's doing. You see the one where he headbutted Mourinho in the back of his head.
He's mad.
Like he looked at the back of his head and went, "Yeah, I'm gonna."
A mad person.
Tapped.
Saka's Draymond Green in the football. Hey, that's a brilliant shot.
Big man, Draymond. Draymond.
Do you reckon his bangs on in training or something? Point someone.
Oh yeah, 100. Hey, I'm sure he's injured one two man in training, you know.
Yeah, 100%.
He shambazzed his face.
You see what Draymond done to? Oh my god.
That's unforgivable, you know. I think that's so bad what he done there.
That was mad. Like, I think that's what kind of
even like a man them thing, like good rules, whatever you want to call it.
How can you back someone like that?
Yeah, there's no need for that, bro. That was funny though, still.
Shambazzed him. So what?
I mean I've nearly had that to be fair.
What your boy? Or just someone like he's my teammate. Oh, teammate.
And
okay,
we were cool. And I thought initially that we had like a level of respect for each other, but I wouldn't necessarily say that we were boys like that.
Yeah,
and he tried to test it. Do you know what I mean? And then I'd lost my head and I weren't having it. Had to get tacked to get in between us both.
Is this Connor?
Connor Hickey, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I was genuinely like...
But you didn't bang. That was like heated game scenario.
Bro,
right?
I was going to bang him. I'm very sorry.
But, Draymond was just like, like a quick training thing. Do you know what I mean? But
fam, this was in-game. This was half-time.
But that's what I mean. It's a bit more heated.
I was genuinely
going
to swing for the guy.
Charles the Bronze Bomber.
Bro. I was going to give him one. Bomber, I was going to give him one wilder. But yeah, like since then, me and Hickey have had respect for each other. Like, do you know what I mean? And this is like, sometimes you need to fight, you know?
Yeah, fuck.
Okay. Sometimes people need to fight.
I hear
have a scrap. Have a scrap. Get it out the way.
Bit of an argument, you know.
And then afterwards, there's like a level of respect. Like, all right, cool. Like
on a gypsy thing.
Do you understand? We don't necessarily need to do this again. We've already done our thing. There's no problem now. And it's either gonna be like we have respect for each other, and we can be around each other again, or we go our separate ways, and we don't have to bother each other, and it don't have to be anything like that.
Yeah, facts.
Youngers need to put the weapons away, fam. Just have a little swingers, and you get me.
Yeah. Stop.
Have a shake of hands, you know, after the fight.
Hey, but Arsenal fists up Real Madrid, though.
Dude.
What we saying about Saka?
Saka's decent, man.
What we saying about that performance?
Wait, what did you just say?
He's decent.
He's a great player, isn't he, lads?
I'm not on this Rio Ferdinand thing of is he world class? Is he world and just waiting for every next game to say is he world class? Me personally, I've been calling Saka world class from 2 years ago.
Mm.
A lot of Arsenal fans were probably calling it early. And a lot of other fans are moving the goalposts of him because he done his thing in Champions League last year. Of course, we didn't win it, but we don't have to necessarily win it to be like, yo, this guy is lit. R9 never won Champions League. I'm not saying Bukayo Saka's R9. That's just an example.
Good disclaimer.
That's just an example of like, yo, a man
that hasn't won
Champions League. Bro, he's mashed work. But he never necessarily won Champions League for him to be considered valid. Do you know what I mean? Me personally, I feel like Saka's already been valid like that. Do you get?
And I think it was a statement. And I think what fired him even more was the comparison when they brought Rodrigo
in the presses, like, right? In the presses when they was like, "Yo,
naming these."
Vinny, Mbappe, Rodrigo.
Are you on
like,
this man's level?
What do you feel crazy. About not being
I respect
co-
that,
not being
on
necessary?
He's trying to rile him up.
Real Madrid player. You see the Real Madrid guys. They paid that report, you know, to try to get in his head.
And if we're talking about all the top boys or all the big hitters, all the guys that we were expecting something to some magic to happen over the two legs. We didn't really see anything from Mbappe or Vinny or Rodrigo.
You don't even come to your own ends.
They had that one chance in the first leg. I think if Mbappe scores that one from that Bellingham putting through, and Mbappe, early in the first half. Yeah. I think that's the only real glimpse of like a clear cut chance I can remember from both games that Real Madrid had.
One clear cut chance
from
them, man. Do you know what I mean? Who we put on this high pedestal as some of the best wingers and some of the best attacking players in the world.
Yeah.
And over the two legs in the head to head, it's Saka that's the one that's probably had the best overall performance.
No, he did.
Along with the goal as well.
Yeah. Well, I think goal, it goes to say though, I think with Real Madrid, I think a lot of the criticism has been coming out of this is like Carlo Ancelotti's been under a lot of pressure, and then when you look at the team as well, I think it showed that cool in La Liga and some other competitions, some of the individualism can get them through these games. Well, but when you come up against a Champions League team that are and respect to Arsenal, collective team, very organized. I mean, you can't just like. It's not as easy as just giving it to the man them and being like, all right, cool, you produce something special. Yeah. And that's I think that's what they were going for. And Arsenal showed them that, yo, listen, we're a level above that. Do you know what I mean?
And that can't happen here. And this is the thing where, as valid as that is, Bob, I'm not necessarily trying to hear that. Because before the tie was made, everyone saw Real Madrid, Arsenal, and said, Real Madrid. See you later.
No, 100%. There weren't no talk of
the state of Real Madrid and how they're playing and all the struggles in La Liga. When it was Champions League, it was like, Real Madrid,
long day.
Arsenal,
like,
no
long
chance.
Day,
yeah.
5-0.
However, though,
I'm going to be there. I'll be there to watch. All the hate watching was going to be, I'm going to see this. Boom.
After that first leg, everyone's eyes kind of opened.
So, I think that's fair, though.
I
think you can watch the game and change your opinion. Do you know what I mean? I think you can watch it and be like, all right, cool. Clearly, the narrative has been stirred that, Real Madrid are just going to come and blitz them. And, bro, even from the Arsenal fans.
From the first game, I think we put all of that to bed.
Which is fair, I think. And obviously, like I was saying, going back to like the individualism thing, I think it highlighted it even more. And I think even when, like, some of the times where you see, like, where Vinny picked up the ball and he's already, like, he's double marked, do you know what I mean? The organisation, which you guys showed, is like, right, okay, cool. Like, maybe.
Come on, man, we've done the dirty. Atletico Madrid style on them defensively, the Inter Milan.
Well, you see, like, there was like a load of the analysis was like highlights of like like Saka and the man them coming back to double up, and do you know what I mean, and really defend his team as well as being able to have the ability to go out and attack the way that you guys did as well. So
I think they were saying over the course of the two legs we ran like 20k more than them,
which is crazy,
or something like that.
Yeah, it's crazy, bro.
That's crazy.
Apparently, we in the Bernabeu in their ground. Apparently, we ran like 8k in total further than them,
which is crazy.
Wow.
Bro.
Kind of makes sense when you see how the front three, how they walk and they're
I guess Arsenal almost like even highlighted that problem once more, isn't it? About how fucking.
So would you say? Do you think? In terms of obviously the kilometer thing, we think it was a loss in hunger in terms of the players.
I think it's just the way that they're coached. Ancelotti.
They babied a little bit.
Not necessarily baby, but I think Ancelotti, the way that he sets his teams out, I think he kind of relies on the players' footballing IQ.
So just like,
to be able to figure it out.
Yeah. Do you do this? Do you do that? You guys are professional elite footballers.
You man,
know
play
how to
football,
do it. Yeah.
Figure
yeah.
it
okay,
out,
yeah.
work
okay,
it out.
Yeah,
we'll give you the framework, but
the rest is up to you, man. Mm. Talk amongst yourselves. Take some responsibility upon yourselves. Yeah. Do you understand? Which to be fair, more time, I don't mind that.
Yeah, yeah.
But when you come up against...
structured team, man.
Against drill sergeants and people like Arteta that has a certain structure, has a certain way that they have to play, has a certain effort that he requires from every single player on the pitch. And then, you know, when we have players like Partey, Rice, Odegaard, Saka, players with a little bit of quality that when we go forward, we could potentially hurt you. It could make for a tough fixture for Real Madrid, and that's what we saw.
It definitely did, didn't it?
that's what we
they
saw.
They were just crossing the ball into expecting Mbappe to win headers.
That's what I'm saying. Childish. You got bro. I think that's where the questions are coming. Like, come on, lads. You got to do more. Do you know what I mean? You got to figure out a way to unlock this.
Thoughts on?
And they didn't do it.
Thoughts on Saka's missed penalty.
Childish.
You know what it is, yeah. After seeing his reaction after the penalty, I think he thought he was that guy. Obviously, he's the guy, but I thought he was that guy. That guy. Like, yo, I'm gonna do this. Big statement.
Yeah,
Sun newspaper.
Daily Mail.
All of that. I think he tried to take it there, but he made up for any squad. So,
which I think is where he earns his respect because he could have lost his head and just had a stinker the whole game.
Bro,
but he didn't. He stuck on job. So that's a good sign.
The angle they showed, he was even like, you know, when you smile, but like you're angry, but you smile a little bit.
Yeah. He's
what you want to get
on a devious one?
Yeah. Like, okay, don't worry.
Yeah.
I'm coming.
Yeah, I think he's just well, bro. You know, sometimes it happens. Sometimes you pull it off. But
I was fuming.
If you guys weren't 3-0 up, do you think you would have done that? If you guys were 1-0 up from the first leg,
1-0 is smashing that store. I think
if it's if you only got 1-0 aggregate lead, do you think he's gonna try and dig that?
I think I understand why he done it. You know, because I think as much as we're getting onto the likes of Jude, who was shown up completely by his England counterparts in Rice, and even Miles Lewis-Skelly, the 18-year-old, showing up in the Bernabeu, do you get me? As much as we're on to Vinny and Mbappe, who weren't really doing anything, the one player from that whole Real Madrid team over both legs, even though they conceded 5 goals, that I can't really say nothing about, was Thibaut Courtois. I think he was their best player. Anything that was there to be saved...
saved it.
He was saving it. He was there. Do you understand? There's not really too much that you can do about Rice's free kicks, the Marino finish. Do you get me? Saka had a great finish. Do you understand?
Do you think he could have set up differently for the first one?
He could have set up the wall better. If he set up the wall better, he might have given himself a better chance. But other than that, if there was a save to be made, you know he's making it. And he's a tall youth. You look at him.
He's a big youth.
He's a very tall youth. So I think Saka's thought of it as like, okay, he's like whatever corner that I aim for, this keeper, like these two games, he's been on it. I've got to come up with something different to try and beat him. As somebody that's taken penalties, I can kind of understand why he's done that.
He's done the research, yeah.
He's seen what Courtois on.
Big dive, yeah.
Bro, everything in over the last two legs, everything that needs to be saved, like I was saying, he's there making the save. So how else or how, like, he's got to think of a way to beat him. Do you understand? I don't necessarily think it's like an ego thing or it's like a, yo, look at me, because he's been given the penalty anyways. So whether he scores it or not, like, he's been given that moment. Yo, you're the one that we want to take the penalty. So I think from then, it's kind of down to him to figure out how to beat Courtois. And I think he made the right decision to Panenka it, I think he made the right decision to Panenka it, but his execution was wrong. Because if he Panenka's it and his execution is right and it goes down the middle,
you would have scored.
It's 4-0. Saka's amazing. Oh my God, the penalty. Real Madrid are out of here. But because he drags it, I don't think he fully committed to it. I think he had the idea, but I don't think he fully executed it properly. Do you understand? So because he's skewed it a little bit and it's close to Courtois where he can make the save, it just looks like, oh, he's dumb. And now it just looks like, oh, like what Van der Vaart was said, because I see Van der Vaart I don't think it was like that at all. I feel like he was just trying to figure out a way to beat Courtois because he sees what he's on and he got the execution wrong.
But then it's like
you lot said, he goes and says, yo, listen, I'm chipping you by fire.
But that's why I think he just wanted his moment. Going back to like the whole presser thing where they're like, yo, you're not on these man's level.
So, okay, don't worry.
Paraphrasing that question. And then obviously, goes to dink it. Like, I know Courtois is an amazing keeper, but he hasn't saved every single penalty. Do you know what I mean? And again, it goes back to the thing, like, if it was like a 1-0 lead,
I can't lie. I feel like in that moment, he should have just wrapped it.
Don't get me wrong, though. If he would have pulled it off, it would have been cold.
Yeah, for real.
But I think that's why he took the risk, because that would have been like ice in his veins, dinking a pen at the Bernabeu. Do you know what I mean?
It's written in the stars.
That's what I think. But either way, like,
he still scored. But you know what's so mad? He still chipped the keeper.
He still dinked the keeper later.
So it's like,
he got his moment in the end, I guess.
Yeah. Comments on the performances of let's go through one or two players. Jakub Kivior.
Respect.
Yeah.
Deputizing for Gabriel. We thought, no Gabriel for Real Madrid. It's going to be a long game.
I was seeing a lot of TikToks about him as well, you know. Kivior saying, Mbappe versus him is going to be long.
Oh, no, he's going to get put in the blender.
Especially given last year, where you could probably say he was at fault for the 2-2 draw at Bayern Munich at home. He got done twice by Sané there. Yeah, which ended up in a penalty being conceded. The other one just ended up in him just being roasted.
Yeah. Well, I respect though, bro. Like you say, he stepped up solid, man.
He really stepped up for you, man, in that game. And I think that those two performances, first and second leg, raised his stocks a bit. Like, okay. Oh, you can do a job. Okay. In the big game?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a great point, actually. Raise his stock. So at least a few man needs to sell him.
After that tie, I had a lot of love and a lot of respect for Kivior.
He's reliable now, isn't
he? Yeah, probably.
I think he's going to get, what's it though? He's going to get, Gabriel's out for the season, so it might not happen.
Yeah.
But I thought he's going to get, Harry Kane in the Champions League final.
Just get dropped, Lucas Moura.
That's crazy, though.
We got our main guy back.
I can't lie, though.
Tottenham got it wrong.
Yeah, they did. I think they did.
I could see Arteta doing it, though.
He'd do that, I think. I think if Gabriel came back
and he played like maybe two games before the final, Gabriel would start the final.
Yeah, I actually think he would too.
He's been our best centre back.
But that Lucas Moura situation, they actually done Lucas Moura.
A word on Miles Lewis Skelly.
Great performance again. He's annoying.
Is he 18?
I don't know. Check that boy's passport.
Big man in a bro, I don't even know how to even say it.
He's the youngest boss man for him.
Literally. The youngest in charge.
Do you think he stays at left back for the rest of his career?
I think.
He might progress into midfield, but right now
he's a good left back though.
It's like, we don't need you there. You know what I'm saying? Mm. You're playing well left back. He does that inverted thing very well. Yeah, he does too. I see them runs he's been making.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh man, I'm gonna go early. I can see, like, attitude wise, hear what I'm saying. Attitude wise, personality wise, I can see Ashley Cole in him.
Okay, confident.
The person himself. Yeah.
I can see the Ashley Cole in him.
Yeah.
Not saying that that's how he is as a player, and naturally he's not even really a left back anyways. Yeah. But it could go one or two ways, man. You could be a Trent and you could kind of make that fullback position your own.
Mm-hmm.
And occasionally, do you understand? You come in midfield, and try and do your thing a little bit.
Maybe like a Carling Cup game or something.
Or you can throw a strop on Ainsley Maitland-Niles and be like, yo, I'm playing fullback.
Which is cool, I guess, in hindsight.
But man want to be a centre-back. Man want to be a centre-mid.
Yeah.
And then he goes away, bro.
Who told him come off his line, bro?
And then he goes away, he goes and plays for Roma, he's at Lyon now, and he's a fullback anyways.
Yeah, that's actually head loss.
Man went round, they went fullback.
All that strop that you was throwing, talking about, oh, I want to be a centre mid and rare. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or, you know, you could maybe be like an Oxlade-Chamberlain, who was a winger, got pulled out to fullback. Yeah. Eventually signs for Liverpool, gets a couple of games in centre mid, may not necessarily been a starter for them, but gets a couple of games in centre mid, and you know, maybe
he became a good an important player for us as well.
He's always been a good player, man. I think that season that you signed him, even from left wing back, other than Alexis Sanchez, he was probably our best player.
Yeah,
that year,
Chamberlain,
man.
I can't lie. Chamberlain was
awesome. That injury done him dirty, man. That was a shame.
Yeah, it could go
a number of ways. So, but for me, if I'm Lewis Skelly, just bake off at left
back,
man. You're doing your thing.
You're getting England call up from left back.
Why not in it? Yeah. Very broke. Don't fix
it. Bro, you scored on your debut from left back. Yeah.
And because Luke Shaw's not serious, left back is a legit space in the England team.
He's eating too much food, man.
He's on the pies.
He's on the pies.
Last word for Mikel Merino.
Hey, I've done a job.
He is a striker.
He done a job, bro.
He's striking out,
you know how I said about should Lewis Skelly play left back for the rest of his career? Should Mikel Merino play false nine for the rest of his career?
You know this is his best league. This is his best goal return in the league, in the Premier League. Anyways, I want to see how many goals.
He's got.
I think almost in total, I think this is his best or highest goal scoring season ever in his career. Wow. Apart from like 15-16 when he played for Osasuna back in the day.
I'm not gonna lie, man. I was actually impressed with his performance because he had a tough time like to deal with Rudiger,
yeah, for real,
coming at the back of him all the time. Like, he was really fighting for us, man. So I'm not gonna lie, like, I have to give Mourinho props there. I think in general
since Gabriel Jesus has gone down, since Kai Havertz I feel like he's won a lot of Arsenal fans over, to the point now where we're like, we actually need Mourinho up front. Yeah. Do you understand?
Yeah, for real. No, yeah, facts.
Don't you think that's mad though? Like, do you think that now in hindsight, yeah, obviously now you might have got injured, Gabriel got injured. Do you think Mikel Arteta, generally might have signed him just in case?
Probably, you
he
know.
He needed, probably. Maybe he sort of, like done the scouting analysis, saw what he needs from in terms of what he could bring as a midfielder.
Yeah.
But also, he offered that versatility that he could step up front,
Do
you think that might have been, like, somewhere envisioned down the line?
You said the word versatility. It's something that I've said before about our signing policies and some of the players that we choose. You could cite people like Kai Havertz.
Yeah.
You could look at somebody like Miles Lewis-Skelly who could play left back or centre back. Like, all across our team, Declan Rice, he can play as an 8, he can play as a 6. All across our team, there's players that have a little bit of versatility to be able to play in different positions if need be. So. Yeah. Mourinho is another fits one of those players. He literally fits into it. So where people might think, oh no, he's not this or he's not that. Like, even when he was playing, and even when he wasn't as favoured as we see him now, like, you can see in his play that there are certain strengths and certain things that he has, like his ground jewels, how good he is at set plays, the fact that, like, even in attacking positions, where he started playing as a number 9, and even in midfield when it comes to, like, making the passes, getting into duels and winning them,
yeah,
all of us, like, he seems to be in the right place to make action at the right time. He's a striker, all man. The time. Yeah, do you understand?
Yeah. Under 10s, he was up top, bro.
He has that footballing IQ about him. Even if he is a little bit slow-mo, and he's not as quick as like a Rice or a Partey on the ball, like, the IQ is there. Do you get me? And he trusts himself on the ball as well. So,
no, he does.
Like, technically, he's pretty secure for me. So, yeah, man. Big ups to Mikel Merino, and you keep doing your thing, man. I nearly got his shirt.
Yeah, I would have been a cool classic.
I nearly got his shirt.
Mikel Merino.
I was on sale or something.
I was, yeah, bro. I was gonna say. I literally got a Saka top, the black kit for £43.
What, recently?
Saka number 7.
New season?
Yeah, bro.
Oh, raw. To be fair, it's end of the season.
For me, it was between Saka, Timber, and Merino.
Big up Timber as well, great.
Who's gonna get Timber, man? The Bible cross, man.
Hey, listen, madness. But yeah, shout out to Arsenal. They're gonna be playing PSG, who knocked out Villa.
Shook off.
Semi-final dates are the 29th of April and the 7th of May. On the other side, we've got Barcelona versus Inter. What do we think about this matchup? Let's preview this matchup between Arsenal and PSG a little bit. I've seen obviously Villa losing 3-2 in the second, beating PSG 3-2 in the second leg.
So I think there's exposure there.
Yeah, I think that might have given me a couple of instances where I say, okay, all right, I can see a couple of weaknesses in PSG.
But their front.
But yeah, what are we thinking about this matchup, boys? Yeah.
What, Arsenal PSG?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be a great game, isn't it?
Yeah, man? I think it's going to be a good game.
Obviously, as we've said before, Arsenal, great team, great structure, do you know what I mean? They have the guns to prove that they can score goals as well. But obviously, this PSG team is
very attacking.
If there's anything that can combat a rigid team like that, is a team like PSG. A team that will fire into tight spaces. Yeah.
They're hungry, you know. Their players are hungry.
Yeah.
All their players are
technical
hungry,
players, man. That can bop, and move the ball quick.
That guy, what's his name? I can't say his name.
Kvaratskhelia.
Yeah, hey. You know, PSG before him, they were a good team. With him now added, they've gone to like another level. Like, he just brought everyone's level up. Like, yo, we need to jug.
Yeah, it's facts.
So everyone's now just on.
It's a great matchup, man. That's what
I think. Yeah, I can't lie. It's a good matchup. But Barcelona, I think, obviously, I'm Arsenal fan, obviously Arsenal, but the Barcelona Inter one is going to be a very interesting game.
That's also a great matchup as well.
Because Inter are very
kind of similar, actually.
Yeah, I think it's you're right. Yeah,
Barcelona,
yeah.
Inter, kind of two like all like, four teams have like similar styles across the board.
I think Inter are a bad matchup for any of the other three teams remaining in the competition.
Yeah.
Personally, I'm not trying to see them in the final.
Swear, no, man. We're taking anyone. Anyone that's we're gonna get through everyone is a part of the story, bro.
I hear it.
It's part of the story, man.
I'm going Paris. What are you saying? You're rolling.
Oh yeah, maybe you said 7th of May. Is it 7th of May?
I'm Flexi Boss.
What are you saying? You
I'm down, fam. If I can get the time off, I'm there.
7th of May.
7th of May.
Oh no, I'm not there because gosh, stag doing it.
Childish.
I'm in Croatia.
Childish.
Croatia.
I'm a C still. I'm 50-50.
But yeah, man, I missed out on Madrid.
How about we go Germany and just cause a havoc?
Just because whether we're there or not.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Just
shit.
Because. We got to get there first, man.
Yeah, true. if wait, okay, cool. All right, let's make a deal.
What Champions League final, yeah?
Yeah, if you guys make Champions League final,
we go in Germany.
We go in Munich.
Yeah, safe.
Only if you man come Liverpool for the parade.
Nah, dude.
That is mad.
That's a good trade off, no? Nonsense. I come and celebrate your thing. You guys come and celebrate with me.
That is nonsense. Wild.
No?
That is wild.
No.
That is wild. That's not coming with the Skazers.
You know, bro, Liverpool's a great place, you know?
Because you know what it is.
We will enjoy it.
Because you know what it is. You guys aren't in the Champions League. We're in the Premier League. So you lot beat us. And you lot want us to go and celebrate you lot beating us.
To the Prem. That's
true. Well, technically, if you win it, you've kind of beaten us.
Nah.
You've beaten us to the competition.
You lot went home early, fam. You lot went home at 1 a.m.
Yeah. No,
it's
but
all,
I mean, like,
it's all 2:30 now, man. I'm still raving.
You've done us, you know, in some sense, because you've won the competition that we were also in. So,
hey, listen, you lot were the best team in Europe, alive.
Yeah, we were.
So, why are you not in the last four, fam? What's going on?
We played a great team, man. What can you do? What can you do?
Yeah, they moved to you still.
Guys, who's going to win the Champions League?
PSG.
Arsenal.
Just for that.
PSG. Arsenal are winning the Champions League. We're going to play Barcelona in the final.
GBG.
Serious GBG.
Hear it, man.
It's tough to call, man. It's really tough to call.
I think at this point,
it is tough to call, though.
At this stage, the last four, any of the teams involved can legit say, listen, we're going to win the Champions League. We're in with a big chance. And they are.
I don't think there's no favour. Is there any favour? I think it might be Arsenal favourites, isn't it?
I've heard that apparently PSG in the fixture against Arsenal are slight favourites.
Swear.
So we'll see, man. We'll see. They're two big, two very interesting, two very tightly contested games to be played in the semi-finals. Like I said, 29th and probably 30th, and then 7th and 8th of May will be the two games. Arsenal going away to PSG in the second leg, going to be playing at home, similar to Madrid. And
it's going to be good, man.
Who knows odds here, by the way? You know odds, isn't it?
Go on.
So according to Odds Checker, Barcelona 9-4.
Okay. That's sounding like favourite.
PSG are 5-2.
Whoa.
Similar.
Arsenal are 11-4.
What the hell?
We're a bit outside.
Inter Milan are 9-2.
So they got Barca. They got Barca, and who's the second one?
PSG.
They got Barca and PSG pretty much. Quite.
So 9-2 is what you put £2 in, you get your £9 back
as favourite.
Is that how that works?
Did you go off again?
Nah, I'm back on.
He's gone again, but he's back. All right, cool. But yeah, so yeah.
Is that how that works, yeah? So you put £2 and you get £9 back?
Yeah.
Or you put £9 in and get £2 back? Like, if the bigger number is on the left-hand side to the right, does that mean
you
put the left in, you get the right, or you put the right and you get the left?
I think you put the right and you get the left, right? You put your left leg in.
Your right leg in. How you turn around. That's right.
Doing the hokey cokey with bets, but yeah, according to the bookmakers, Barcelona are favourites, man. Barcelona,
okay, cool.
And they're on for a treble, so I hope that their exploits for a treble will kind of weaken them a little bit. I've heard that there might not be any Lewandowski effort. I've heard that he's got an injury, so there's a chance that he could miss the first leg, which kind of strengthens Inter's case.
Yeah, it actually does, you know.
Considering if they get Marcus Thuram back as well for the first leg.
Big game.
And then, yeah, Arsenal, they have no Thomas Partey. Got a yellow card in the Bernabeu against Real Madrid.
Who do you think
probably Mourinho drops into midfield and Trossard goes up top.
Trossard is in obviously just coming back of scoring, so.
Being some decent form, hopefully. And to be, if we miss Partey, I don't mind missing him for the first leg.
Second leg, you have to be back careful. Yeah, right. Away, we definitely need.
Boy, Afi.
Big then, high stakes, lads. Stakes are high now.
PSG, as far as I know, I'd have to do a little bit of research and go back on that, but I don't see any
injuries
or suspension issues for them. So, yeah, they'll probably be looking to go back into that full strength with the league wrapped up.
They've won that already.
They could go on invincible. That's the whole thing for them this year.
We'll see, undefeated, man.
Oh, they ain't lost the game in there.
Yeah, they ain't lost the game. I don't think.
We're going to see about that.
We're going to be all right.
So, yeah, we'll see what it is, man. We'll see. Can Arsenal get their first Champions League?
Come on, man.
I want to see a repeat of the 06 final.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Arsenal, Barcelona.
Arsenal, Barca.
I hear that, man.
GBG.
Obviously, Tottenham and Man United are in the semi-finals of the Europa League as well.
Man United, just scraping through again.
Doing pathetic in the league, but let's see if they can. Let's see if their European shocking exploits or bear some better fruit for them. And yeah, that's 158, guys. From myself, from Jengi, from Bobby.
Let's go, baby.
From the DM on the cameras T. Do you get me? Telling us to wrap up in that. We are over out, people.
You've stopped saying his height now, yeah. I like that. See, AC, you see, I had to school him last time. He's not saying, oh, wait, he's going to
say. Oh, don't worry. Next time I intro, do you know what it is? For the outro, I can't do that to T. But for the intros, I got him.
Type shit.
All right, man. It's the Bench Podcast and we out.
A 14HQ original. New episodes available every Monday on wherever you stream your podcasts, as well as exclusive content throughout the week.